Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Save Your Life, the process of there, the place where we walk by faith and not by sight, seeing the demonstration of God's power, God's life, God's truth in our life as we believe his report, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are here at the end of the year after having gone through the process of 15 Minutes Empowering since 2014 began. We're here to get ready to cross over to our new year, an exciting time because we're going to see the demonstration of God's power, God's love, God's goodness, his faithfulness unto his people, and we're going to see his marvelous wonders performed in our lives like never before. Regardless of what's going on with the world, we're just going to see the faithfulness of God, so that's going to be wonderful for the believer. We can look with great expectation and hope, knowing that God is faithful to do everything that he said, that his promises unto us are still the same, yes and amen, that he promised to be with us, never leave us, nor forsake us, and we can count on that in this year that's getting ready to end and even the one that we're getting ready to cross over and shift into. One thing that I want to encourage you and know that even as you've gone through the process of there, your pruning process, your shaping, your redefining and refining process in 2014, God has made and done some wonderful things in your life. He's built you up in your most holy faith. He's commanded you to grow, even when you didn't want to. He made us get to a place where we would love him regardless of what was happening in our lives, that we would obey him, that we would see the goodness of who he is as we waited and trusted him to just be God. And by us doing that, we've grown in our spirits. We've grown in our spiritual giftings and our fruits of the Spirit. And we're looking at ourselves now, not in a pious way, but looking at ourselves seeing that God knew what he was doing. When he afflicted us, like Paul said, it was good that I was afflicted. It was good that I went through this trouble. It was good that I faced these problems, because out of it came fruit. Out of it came something that I could not get myself. It came through the pressure. It came through the things that I endured. It came through the things that I suffered. And so we understand and we know that when we do this, when we do it the right way, we will see fruit in our lives like never before. We will see that we're going to bear the character of God even the more in our lives. That's the one thing that we can say, that 2014 prepared us for our 2015. It made us get to the place now that there's going to be some maturity that we're going to see evident in 2015. And that maturity is going to be in the full stature of what God allowed us to be tested in. It's going to be maturity that's going to be seen and evident in our service unto God and to man, and even in our judgment. How we judge matters, how we go about matters, is going to be the maturity there that is produced through our 2014 experience. For those that were willing and obedient and who listened and followed the plan and instruction of God, we're going to also see a deeper holy walk with the Lord. Our walk is going to become deeper. And this deepness is that it's going to be about him. We're going to find ourselves wanting to do his will and his what he desires more than our own selfishness, our own desires, or other things. We're going to pant more after the things of the kingdom. We're going to find ourselves running more to satisfy the mind and the heart of God. And that is one thing that is coming back, coming to us in 2015. Also, we're going to understand that what we're going to be walking in, this maturity, this deep level, is approved and tried by the Holy Spirit. It's not going to be something that we've done ourselves or made up ourselves, but the Holy Spirit stamp is going to be on it, because the character, the spirit, the life, the power, and the authority, the anointing is going to be backing this place of maturity that we're going to have. It's also going to be another place of rest, and that rest is no matter what happens in the world, we're going to be at peace with our God and his word. We're going to be at peace within ourselves, that we're not going to be moved by the things that are happening around us, but there's going to be a rest that's going to come. And many of us, God is going to bring rest in some areas that we've been warring in. some areas that we've been tried and some areas that we've been waiting expectantly on him to perform and to do some things and to answer. So he's going to bring that type of rest to us as well. This is a place where divine completeness is going to be on our lives. There's some things that God is going to divinely complete. Hallelujah, that there's some things that we have been in or we have experienced or we've been tested in, that God is going to finally divinely complete that so we can go into the next thing. And for many of us, depending on what that is, if it's in our marriage, in our home, with our children, in that ministry, within that business or that career exchange that we're getting ready to go, whatever it is, look for God to divinely complete some things, settle the issue, make that whatever it is now conform completely to the fullness of his divine will. And that doesn't mean that you're never going to be tried in it again. It just means that you won a victory that no one can take away, that time can even take away, that even if the enemy tried that area again, he's not going to find the door because you know you won, and you're not going to give up any ground in that area. And it's the place that we're going to see the glory of God, the Father's glory on our lives like never before, and I'm looking forward to that because it's another level of being trusted in the kingdom. It's another level of God extending to us something that we could not house, could not hear, could not see, or even give birth to in 2014. God is going to stretch us and push us and call a fresh wind, a fresh anointing, a refreshing to even happen in our spirits, in our lives, in our minds. And it's going to cause us to carry that glory that we've been praying for. Many of us have been praying for. And that glory is the glory that is lacking unto what we understand Moses experienced. That glory that Jesus displayed when he walked on the earth, when he was even on the Mount of Transfiguration. It is a glory of change that God is bringing to us. And I know we need that. Sometimes we need a fresh wind to hit our lives so that our mind can actually be receiving to what God is saying and that we can hear it. So this is going to be wonderful. This new season, this new shift, this 2015, is going to also put us in greater union with God, but also in other relationships that the Lord has given us that are dear to us, that are in the right standing where he wants us to go. He's going to put us in some unified relationships. And some of them might be even new, but we have to trust that God knows what he's doing. He knows where he's taking us in this season. And as we trust him and we walk according to what he wills for our lives, we're going to experience freedom and grace and liberty and honor that we've never experienced before. And the honor is not for our praise. It's the honor of God. It's the honor of his glory. It's the honor of his word. It's everything that is him. And he's going to endow us even the more with that honor, with that glory, with what he's doing in our lives. And he's going to keep us covered. We need to be covered from our own selves, from sins that might even try to come back. The enemy is never, ever, ever going to stop trying to hit or attack, and he sometimes might try to go back and get something old and bring it back and try to see if you're going to fall for that again. But in this season, God is going to cover us even the more, but he's also going to cover us from any destruction that the enemy will try to use to totally annihilate some of us in ministry and our walk and our family lives. God is going to keep us covered, and that is the wonderful thing. This season is a season that God has the church, did not allow the church or the believer to get exhausted to the point where they could not recover, could not get up. We had to wait for this shift, for this change. God is the God that deals with time, seasons, and set time. And so we're at a set time that God is guaranteed to do some things. There are certain periods that God guaranteed certain things will happen. We're at a season now that certain things are getting ready to transpire in our lives. We're getting ready to see the blessings of the Lord in the spirit realm like never before. I know we're asking for natural things, and those things are wonderful. So there's getting ready to be a shaking of spiritual growth, maturity, giftings, miracles, signs, and wonders. that's going to be demonstrated and manifest in the believer's life, in the church, for those who allow God to do it. And it's going to be a wonderful time because we're getting ready to be really, truly hungry and thirsty for God, because the more that God shows up and the more that he demonstrates and the more he displays, the more of his truth we're going to crave, we're going to run and pant for, we're going to desire. And as we do that, we're going to see the manifestation of some wonderful things in our lives. And I thank God for it. It's the time that we're going to be thankful like never before. Don't forget, even though you've gone through some wilderness and some trials and some tribulations and you face some things, let thanksgiving always be in your mouth. Let it be in your heart. Be thankful unto God and bless him for his goodness, for his faithfulness, because it could have been worse. We could have been devoured. It could have turned out worse than what it did. The enemy could have won over you. So in all of this, we're giving thanks that it did not happen the way our enemy desired it to happen. It did not transpire the way he thought it was going to transpire. In all of this, we're still more than conquerors. Whatever we faced and we endured and we survived it and we conquered it and we won over it, we are still more than conquerors, even if we don't have the results or the fruit of what we think we should have. God is the master strategist. He knows how to put it together and work it together for the good. He's able to take 1 second and change everything in our lives to make it look like what he promised. So it's not, you're not defeated. I don't care what the enemy's tried to say. I don't care what you faced in 2014. It was for your refining. It was for your making. It was God stretching you and teaching you and growing you up and causing you to look at yourself intimately, deeply, look at motives, look at actions, look at deeds, look at character, look at behavior, even address some of the places in your life that you don't want to address. God was using the things that came to you that he allowed to come, to try you, those things to come, to push you to the place where you could deal with or see things that were not like him, so that there could be a replacement, so that that thing could be dug up and done away with, so that you could bear fruit that looks like him, because that fruit is going to take you to a place of maturity in 2015. So we understand that everything in our life, everything that we go through, there is a purpose and a plan to it. We may not understand it or see it when we're going through it, but God is going to get the glory. There's going to be a glory that's seen. There are going to be lives that are going to be touched. There is going to be a power that's going to be released and a greater witness, a greater testimony, an overcoming testimony that you're going to be able to tell others about and show with your lifestyle of worship how gracious and how wonderful and faithful God is. It does not yet appear. You can't see it right now because we don't have that, the eyes of God to know all and see all and be everywhere at the same time. We don't understand how it's going to work together, how it's going to come together, how it's going to appear. But because of the faithfulness of God and the word of God, because of his plan, because he knows the beginning from the end, he's our Alpha and Omega, because he understands the way that we take, because he's planned and charted our life, because we belong to him, because he is in control regardless of what happens around us. As his will is going to be done, we can trust and know we're going to come out on top. It's going to be only what he said. We're going to bear the fruit of righteousness. We're going to look like him. We're going to have his character. You have to know in all of it, you're still a conqueror. You're still an overcomer. You're still victorious. Bless God, because he is on the throne, because he has your hand, your heart, your life, your destiny, and he is the one who's moving it in the place of his purpose. You're surrendering that he might be glorified. You're letting go that he might be the God that is seen. We are in a place that is wonderful for the church. Even though there may be some things that's going on in the world, we're going to see God's glory in the house of God because he's faithful. We belong to him. I pray that you are in a place of worship and that you are in a place of celebration and that you are in a place of expectation for 2015. I pray that this favor life and the 15-minute empowerment of the process, that there has been a blessing to you during 2014. And as we go into 2015, we're going to say what God says all over again, empower you, get you ready for the overcoming and conquering. Get you ready so that the enemy does not bring any weapon that will ever prosper at your expense, but you will conquer everything. For this battle is not ours, it is the Lord. Have a wonderful 2015. Celebrate God and his greatness and his faithfulness. And we will see you back in 2015 for the process of there on Favor Life. God bless you.